It is the last dance as far as the 22-23 campaign is concerned. The Reds travel to Southampton this weekend. It is Ian Ryan with the pre-match warm-up for the Anfield Wrap, joined by Ian Salmon, Craig Hannon and Neil Atkinson as well for this final one. We will, of course, get the opposition view a little bit later. But Neil, I was driving in before and I was back and forth in the season a little bit and I'm just left with a big old sense of what if.
I am and I'm not. I think that there's... the what if is, you know, could they have won the league? The answer is yes. But, you know, there's also been other seasons recently where the what if on could they have won the league has been a lot closer and they haven't won the league other than the season where they do win the league, you know? So I think there's that. I think the season's a bit of a funny one. I think it's broken up with the World Cup. I think we've come into it not in great nick at all. And we all know part of the reason why. I do think the psychological is a thing. And I also think the other thing is part of your what if. I think you can see it in the Salah tweet as well. I think there's a bit of a... One of the things that became a bit of a problem is they don't win any of the first three and they know they can't win the league. And they're not in great nick after that. You know, because they can't win the league, because that's what it's always been about. Almost that early, they know it's gone. And they know that it's going to be really difficult to get back on, and then another couple of results go against them. They're not in particularly good shape, and I just don't think they entirely galvanise themselves. There's a couple of moments where you see them gird the loins and galvanise themselves for a period, and then something else just goes a bit wrong, whether that's because of the personnel, whether that's because of a tactical thing, whether that's because of a technical thing, or whether or not that's a fitness thing, or whether or not that's just a bit of bad luck. I mean, you know, there's an alternative universe of this season. Don't clip this bit, but there's an alternative universe of this season where, for instance, what happens if Henderson's one that hits the bar against Fulham goes in? You know, it hits the bar, what if it bounces down and bounces down over the line, and it's 3-2 and everyone's surrounding the captain and everyone feels differently, and then they bounce into Palace and then they're in different shape. You know, there's all these little bits and pieces, I think, around the season where if the ball bounces a bit differently. But the flip side of that, though, is that if you are relying on the ball bouncing a bit differently, it's because you're not in good enough shape. Like, for instance, you shouldn't need a 25-yarder last minute to win the game against Fulham first game. You should be in better shape and go from there. So I think they've had that. I think they have had hard lines, but I think obviously there's other issues and shortcomings that they look like they're keen to address in the summer, and that they'll need to learn from and move forward. So my what if is, you know, it's not dreadful, really. It genuinely isn't. I like the Salah tweet, but I think it's indicative of a certain mentality, which is a really good one in one sense, i.e. we expect to be the best and we expect to do this and we expect to do that. But then what happens when you begin to fall short? How do you arrest that? Because you can't just decide it's all a bit pointless and get on your own backs and fall to pieces.